hour break. When we come back, I've noticed something driving along the roadways here in the city of Montgomery that I want to talk to you about, Jack and Eddie, and all of you out there listening. It's just it's happened too frequently for me to stay quiet about it, driving around Montgomery. So we'll be back with more news and views from 9 till noon, right after this top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says his list of Supreme Court nominees is down to 5, with an announcement expected Friday or Saturday after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's memorial services. The president suggests Democrats in Congress made up her dying wish that she not be replaced until after the next inauguration.
I don't know that she said that, or was that written out by Adam Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi. I would be more inclined to the second. Okay, you know, that came out of the wind.
The president on Fox and Friends, Justice Ginsburg's statement was shared the night of her death Friday by her granddaughter. Rain from Tropical Storm Beta is hitting the Texas coastline, expected to make landfall by tonight.
Beta is expected to drop 10 to 15 inches of rain in some areas along the coast. Beta is prompting a storm surge warning from the middle of the Texas coast all the way back to southwestern Louisiana, much of the same spot where Hurricane Laura struck last month.
Fox's Devin Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid 70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery Sunday morning. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. Right now, no arrests have been made. President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster in three Alabama counties battered by Hurricane Sally. This declaration makes federal funding available to help people pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 130,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,200 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are above 750. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience, delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Truth to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hey, dude. How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house, man in the phones.
Yes, sir.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, we'll get back to federal national issues, but I just got to share something I've experienced personally. You know, you'll drive around the mean streets of Montgomery here, and, you know, you'll often see, and I'm sure you've seen this, Jack, you know, when you're driving, anything in the roadway will catch your eye. If you're a good driver, you should be able to spot something quickly, and then your brain does this quick assessment. What is that in the road? Sometimes it's a tire stripped up, and you'll see rubber all over the place. You're like, okay, avoid that. Or I've even seen, pieces of wood almost really knocked me off the interstate one day. That was not a fun night.
I saw a lawnmower come out of the back of a truck on the interstate.
Good Lord.
Scared the hell out of me.
And then sometimes it's a dead animal. It's a possum or a squirrel. Occasionally, I saw one pulling off of Carmichael where you turn onto Perry Hill, and it was a dead cat. It's just heartbreaking. Sometimes you see a dog, maybe a bird. But four or five times now, in the last couple months, Friday, I'm going to put a check in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And my bank is Max for now. And so I go over, and I'm driving over to the Eastdale Mall location.
Yep.
And so I get off that service road, go into the back way of that big old bank building.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm making the turn off the service road onto the back road into Max, I see something in the road. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing that thing with my brain.
Right.
What is it? And I go, wait, it's not a squirrel. It's not a possum. It's not a tire. It's not a cat. Is that the fifth weave I've seen in the last 2 months?
They're all over the place.
What in the world is going on? You know, back when my hair was very long, I was a long-haired leaping gnome, as the song says. I had a bold and beautiful young black woman say, Joey, your hair's worth probably $120.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man. Now, I didn't think that through. I just went and got it cut right before COVID. But I was like, okay. So if it's something that valuable, whether it's a weave or hair extensions, I can understand. You take it off at home, whatever. How does it end up in the roadway all the time? So I would like to begin something on the show that we call, Weave Watch. If you see hair in the middle of the road, whether it's a weave, hair extensions, whatever it is, anything odd in the middle of the road, you need to call us at 272-9228.
Well, we already had a call. Rosie called a little while ago. There was a toilet in the middle of I-85.
A toilet?
That fell out of a truck. Crapper on
I-85. You know, I'm not really one for wanting to spend more money with the government, but if more state troopers will stop all these impediments in the middle of the damn road, these obstacles, so to speak.
Yeah.
I swear, it was like the fourth or fifth time. I'm like, is that hair?
It is in the middle strange, of the road? Joey, because we do see it often. You know, I was telling you off air, we got rental properties. We get a lot of weaves left over when people move out.
Like, so how does that happen?
I don't know.
I can understand it in a rental property.
Right, but not the amount. I mean, I think I could open a hair store with the amount of weaves I have that we find. It's amazing.
But I've noticed it like four or five times now. And, I mean, sometimes it's like purple hair.
Oh, yeah.
Or it looks, you know, it's brown or blonde or whatever it is. I'm like, what in the world is going on in this? How does that even happen?
Somebody did a Facebook page dedicated to weaves in the road.
Yeah.
I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. It was hilarious. People would take pictures and send them to that Facebook account. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm just sitting up here genuinely curious. Like, how does that occur? You're driving in a convertible top down and the wind, you know, takes it off your head? I don't know what it is. But 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to, who's this? Someone?
Anthony.
Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hi. You struck a chord with me when you talked about weaves in the road.
I noticed
it. The last 10 years or so, I pick up the trash on Sunday mornings. I live right across the VA on Perry Hill, right off Perry Hill. And I pick up the trash, just doing my part. I just don't want the place to look nasty sure. like a dump.
Sure.
And I just pick up weaves and wigs all the time, at least once every other weekend. I'm just thinking, there's a bunch of bald-headed women riding around Montgomery. How does the, I mean, are they arguing in the car and somebody rips off their wig and throws it out the window or something?
I don't know.
How does it end up on the road like that?
That's my theory.
That's a huge mystery to me. Maybe it is like a convertible top down, you know, you go to a certain
too
speed.
Windy.
I always had to wear a hat because it would hit me in the face and it was bad when I had long hair.
And the wigs are the worst because when you're walking up to it, you think, oh, it's a dead little animal. Oh,
right.
My gosh, you know. And then, no, you go, no, it's a full-fledged wig laying in the road. Anyway, you really hit the nail on the head with the question. And another thing, what are single shoes, one single solitary shoe doing in the road? Where's the other? Where's the match? Where's the match? Anyway, I just had to chime in and give you my 2 cents about the wig weave controversy. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, Jack, I had somebody just message me. Said they're tumbleweaves.
Tumbleweaves. There you go.
God.
Well, I will guarantee you somebody has had a big-ass fight and they're missing a weave. And I know about that one shoe business.
Oh, yeah. It's Jack.
And I know all about
that. You get angry
that.
And throw out the other shoe.
Hey, I don't need it. Hell with it.
272-9228. Let's go to John D. Hey, John D.
Hey. Look, I see those weaves all the time in Mountain Brook, okay?
Oh.
They're like potholes in D.C. I mean, seriously, I got so sick and tired of driving in Mountain Brook, the weeds, the billboards warning you about STDs and syphilis.
The silent killer,
yeah.
Right, I mean, I don't even want to stop at Gilchrist anymore, you know, get a tuna sandwich, right? Who wants to stop in a town like that? You know, there's a lot to admire about Ginsburg, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry she's passed away. She should have stepped down from the court years ago.
Yep.
I've been sitting here, and if the American public can't see what's going on, when they talk about politicizing things, how many Supreme Court justices died and had their family issue a statement basically directing when the president could appoint their successor?
Right.
Well, they were.
Does that not tell you like every single thing you need to know about what's going on here?
Well, and it was apparently a message sent to her granddaughter that said, "Don't let this president, you know, replace me." Something to that effect.
If that was the case, she should have stepped down when Obama was in, and they could have put who they wanted to in there.
Right.
Instead, love her or not love her, she wanted the power. She wanted the seat.
And she did love her position there.
Right.
You just made an excellent point. If it was so important,
don't let him pick my successor. Do you think she really said that?
No.
I don't either.
I think it's possible.
But bottom line is, nobody, you know, William O. Douglas, remember, stayed till he had a massive stroke. And then at the swearing in of his successor, who was almost as liberal as him, John Paul Stevens, he supposedly told Gerald Ford where he could stick it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now keep in mind that Ford had tried to impeach him from the Supreme Court back in the 60s. Okay. So there's been no love lost. There are no new plays. People are just more open and obvious about what they do. But that just stuck with me. And I'm like, you have turned this into total political theater. And remember, maybe you've talked about this. In some part I've missed, remember the famous comments that Ruth Ginsburg made at a cocktail party about abortion, where she told somebody, gee, I didn't think it would be these kind of people having abortions or something to that effect. Hmm. My goodness.
Then she criticized Trump one time really over the top, and I can't remember what that was about. Do you remember that, John?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of had to retract it, and, you know, well, it was just kind of said in jest. Yeah, right.
Right, right. And just, I mean, it was just blatantly political. She should have recused herself from any case that came up involving him. Of course, she didn't. But that's what, if these people could just look and see, and part of me on election day, I'm starting to get that sinking feeling, by the way, in my gut again. Part of me is saying, I think we're going to go down, and I think it could be big, okay? I think we could lose the Senate, and I just don't know. I mean, Biden is, he's got all this money, whatever. But anyway, don't want to go down that road. But that leads me to conclude, go for it.
Yeah.
You can lose three people. Go for it. Is the conservative justice majority for 10 years worth more than a Donald Trump presidency? Yeah. I say it. It sure is.
Yeah, you've got the power. You've got the right. It's all legal. Do it.
Let it rip.
Now,
let it rip.
L. John D., is it all right if I deputize you in our Weave Watch team? You see any hair extensions, weaves, wigs out there in the road? You need to give us a call here at 272-9228.
Can I do that in Mountain Brook, too?
Yeah, at wherever you may be here in the great state of Alabama. I don't want any out-of-state sightings, but it has to be in-state.
Weaves in the wild.
How about this? Will y'all pay me $100 for every syphilis billboard or gonorrhea billboard that I see in Mountain Brook?
No, I'll give you a gold star, though.
Okay, all right. Okay,
more
guys.
Affordable.
I'm out on patrol.
Thank you, John. Bye.
Thanks, John.
See you, pal.
272-9228-272-9228. Yeah, I said go for it. I mean, the point he brings up there at the end, go for it. I think I speak for a lot of conservatives that we get so tired of them having the power in their grasp and coming up short and being so, you know, gentlemanly or being such statesmen that they leave so much on the table. It's infuriating, I know, to the conservative base. We're tired of the so-called loyal opposition. We want an actual opposition to this progressivism that we've been fighting for a century. So when you have the opportunity, take it, please. And Mitt Romney, I'm watching you, CLB.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's no reason for us to be a damn gentleman about it, because they're not.
Right.
There's nothing gentlemanly about this gang of people up there.
Now, but if the Democrats start making good on threats, they're, you know, if you do this now, we'll add more states. We'll pack the court. Well, this is going to upend the argument that Joe Biden has been making. Joe Biden's been running essentially a normalcy campaign. That I'm empathetic. I'm back to normalcy and an era of good feelings. Enough of this craziness from Donald Trump. But if his party seems now being led by Chuck Schumer and AOC giving, you know, statements at a press conference, and they're threatening to add states, blow up the Electoral College, pack the court, well, how normal is that sort of behavior? So I think this upends.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's going to upend a lot of what Biden has been saying and play right into what Trump has been saying. Joe Biden's just a puppet. He's a Trojan horse for socialism. You like my Trump?
You sound just like him.
And if y'all see a Trump weave in the road, I want that. You bring it to the station. You see a big blonde wig out there in the middle of the road, you bring it by.
Come on.
The station.
You know I will certainly do it. I'll use some of my gloves to pick it up, though.
No, it's just been the damnedest thing. I'm like, oh, no, another roadkill. It's a rabbit or a cat or, God forbid, a dog. No, it's another weave. It's purple. Keep track of your hair. You're losing like $100 off your head.
Yeah.
Goodness. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Eddie, what you got going on today?
Well, today I want to talk a little bit about an investment property that we don't even have on the market yet, but it's going on the market this afternoon. And you know, Joey, I'm always pushing some property or another. But the nice thing about investment properties, especially the ones that I'm talking about today, are really, really low risk. This particular property is a three-bedroom, two-bath property over on Adrian Lane in Montgomery. And it's got a Section 8 client in there. And that Section 8 client has been in there 18 years. And the reason the people are selling, they're just getting older and can no longer manage the property. So they're putting it up for a great opportunity. For about $60,000, you can pick up this property and you'll get a revenue of about $600 per month just coming off that property. And I don't know of very many places here in Montgomery, banks or otherwise, that are that secure. I mean, you've got a tenant in there that's been there 18 years. She doesn't want to go anywhere. It's a Section 8 program, so the state is almost guaranteed to pay you your money. The house does need a roof. It needs about $10,000 worth of repairs, but nothing major at all. Like I said, it's got a great tenant in there. And investment properties is just one of the things that we sell and help people with at the Goodson Group. So if there's anything we can help you out with, give me a call. My number is 334-322-0662, or call us up at the office, 551-0225.
Again, that's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Call him direct, 322-0662. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey, good morning. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm a little bit frustrated. I'm driving around Montgomery, and I can't find those dang butter popcorn jelly beans that I want so bad. No, listen, it was just funny when you were well, I wanted to chime in about the weed. Mm-hmm. I noticed riding around Montgomery, at various intersections, I don't know if it's water or whatnot, but somehow this hair, it gets off of people's heads. And it accumulates in the gutter, the intersection right there at Huntington, that narrow lane in Carter Hill.
Yeah.
Every time I go through there, it looks like there's a dead skunk or something laying around. But it's a modern marvel. It's just amazing to me. Let the president put somebody in. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead and do it. But that's,
Don't damn us.
That's all I got.
Don't damn us for something they would greatly do just as quickly.
Well, and it's very rare that you have an opportunity like this where it is straightforwardly, you have the power. You have the right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, people have been talking about this. But, you know, a minute ago, what you said was true. If she had been so concerned about who would replace her, she should have dropped out during Obama's term.
Exactly.
But it's addictive, man. It must be like Pelosi's up there mumbling and people are holding her up. That D.C. circuit must be nice.
Yeah, somebody got the cocktail of drugs mixed up on Pelosi over the weekend. She just malfunctioned on George Stephanopoulos.
Good morning.
Oh, God. Listen, guys, thank you very much for the show, and I'll catch y'all later, all right?
Appreciate it, Sam. Thank you.
Pelosi.
Byron York brought to my attention when I was looking at this the other day. He pointed out, you know, remember H.R. McMaster?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the National Security Advisor, the first one for Trump. You know, he's been up there for a while, but he saw it as his duty to serve this president. And at one point during this 60 Minutes interview with Scott Pelley of
CBS.
Last
night?
I think it was last night.
I missed it last night.
But here, Byron York points out a certain part of the transcript.
Okay.
And this is H.R. McMaster breaking down three different groups of people within the administration. So listen to this. This is interesting. It's a nice look behind the curtain, so to speak. There's, quoting McMaster here, quote, "There is certainly one group of people there who are there to serve the elected president and serve the country. I think there are other groups there, though, as well, a second group that is really there, instead of providing options to the elected president, they really want to advance their narrow agendas. And then I think there's a third group, and I think this is true probably of any administration who casts themselves in the role of saving the country and maybe the world from the president." So, wow, H.R. McMaster laying it down. There's one group who's there to serve the president through thick and thin, a second group that instead of providing options, really want to advance their narrow agendas. Think of bureaucrats and folks who have been there for years. And then a third group trying to save the country and the world from the president himself. Pelley follows up and says, "Were you trying to save the world from the president?" H.R. McMaster, "No. It was my duty to help the president come to his own decisions." And I think when you look at McMaster's national security strategy for the United States, he did that. The idea of principled realism is, I think it's a good doctrine. And it's borne fruit so far with a lot of these peace deals. But that's fascinating to see a guy.
Was he the first director of national intelligence?
Yes. Yes. He was the one who wrote up that first national security strategy. And I think it's.
Where's he from?
I know. I actually have some friend of a friend a few degrees removed who are, you know, friends with him through the. You know, I don't know where he's from originally. I know he's been living in D.C. for, I think.
Well, because there's a McMaster family in South Carolina, and I don't think there's any relationship. Yeah, Henry McMaster was governor of South Carolina at one time.
I think he's very much a Washingtonian, like he's a D.C.
guy. I think you're right.
But I like McMaster. He does a lot of work for the Hoover Institution, and I think the work he did initially set the path pretty well. But I don't think it was any secret that he didn't love the president. He saw it more of his duty to put things on the right course. And of all the folks who have backstabbed Trump and all this stuff, McMaster's not been one of them.
No.
He's one who left with grace and seems to still be on good terms with the president. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Home Skillet. Hey, Home Skillet.
Hey, fellas. Love the show. What's that Ginsburg? Now, why wouldn't Trump replace her as soon as possible?
Well, because of, you know, being a gentleman, of being a statesman, you know, the Mitt Romney path. No, he should.
He should. There's
he
no
should
reason
do it
not.
Immediately.
Again, that's signs of a leader. Not afraid to lead.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I can understand, like, a Susan Collins who's in a tight Senate race, but if you are already securing your seat, say, like Mitt Romney, or you have the power right now, do it already. This is why Republicans elected you.
Right. One more thing, the I drive for a living in Montgomery, and that stuff is everywhere.
Oh, the weeds?
And in Auburn, you're probably familiar with that water park that used to be over there. I don't think it's there anymore. Blue Wave or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we were there years ago. I don't know if it was in the 90s or something, but we were in the wave pool, and there was some floating in there that came loose. And my son says, "Look out, it's seaweed. Don't let it in."
Seaweed.
Seaweed.
It's seaweed, Daddy.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Keep it up.
Thank you, Home Skillet.
Well, think of the guys at the processing plant, man. How many pounds and pounds of weave are they pulling out at the sewage treatment plant?
Oh, man. Like, I just don't understand how it happens. I really don't.
Jack's right. You're sitting at a light. And the girl runs her mouth a little bit to another girl, and first thing she does is reach over and snatch out her weave.
Snatch that weave off and throw it in the damn street.
It just seems drastic to me. It's like, you know, I don't like it, but I can understand seeing, like, fast food, trash.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these sort of things. Or, you know, cups and bottles and cans flying out of the back of truck beds. Or, you know, I've got a convertible, you know, paper will fly out of it occasionally. I try to secure everything so that doesn't happen. I just don't understand how hair comes off of your head. It's baffling to me. That's why I had to bring it up. I'm like, the fourth or fifth time here in the last 2 months, we got to bring this up with Montgomery. Weave watch, baby. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, Joey, Jack.
How you doing?
Papa B. I have wondered about this myself, Joey. You know, how does it possibly happen? They obviously are expensive or have some cost to them. you know, you're going to pay a bunch of money and then what, just fling it out the window?
Right.
Or changing disguises like, you know,
now that's an idea.
Mission Impossible or something. What the crap is going on? Hair everywhere.
Yeah, maybe it's not somebody actually. Maybe it's just a cheap wig and it's like somebody's wheel man changing right. disguises. Yeah.
What, made of polyester or something?
Well, a weave can make or break a woman. I've seen women with weaves and without.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a weave really makes a woman.
It's expensive. That's why I'm baffled. So.
I could use a weave.
If you got a man doing your hair, it ain't that expensive.
Oh, RBG, boy, I tell you what, I'm so, you know, I don't take pleasure in the death of somebody, but, you know, she has been a nuisance ever since she got on the court anywhere. A negative influence for this country. And, you know, incredible how much bad things that she has really done. You know, first, for instance, the pronoun problems that we're having. Can't say he, she, her, him. What the crap? Who kind of, what kind of twisted brain comes up with the idea that you can't say, use a pronoun right?
Especially you know what I'm saying? In the South, it's like, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, which one do you say?
What the crap? What are you saying? You know, how do you in your pea brain decide that we shouldn't use pronouns? Right. You know, and then we have a problem with using them to make sure somebody's, what, not offended or something, I guess. But it confuses everybody else. So for the sake of 1% of the population, the rest of us have to lose our mind. That's stupid. You know? I'm sorry. Her latest forays included lowering the age of consent to 12. You know, this was her latest
insane.
Big idea.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
this
insane.
Woman was a wicked, wicked woman. I'm sorry to bust people's bubbles, but the Lord has delivered us from a very horrible evil with her removal from the court. So... I don't know how. I wish that Trump would pick and hurry up and get somebody good on court. I hope that it happens. I don't know how he could do it with the Senate, you know, in such a tenuous situation. Jack, what is your take on how it's going to affect Senate races like Collins and Murkowski or whoever else is running?
Well, I think Collins and Murkowski have both said they will not vote on a nominee at all. And I understand that with Collins. She's in a pretty hard place right now. But Murkowski, I can't figure that one out. She's just being a she's just being an obstacle. I don't get it. But, right. You know, at first, Joey and I talked about this yesterday, and I said, Joey, I don't think if I was Trump, I would nominate anybody right now because you are going to put some Senate candidates in a bad spot. And we've got to keep the senator. It's over. I mean, it's just over. And then I thought, well, what the hell? Go for it.
Yeah.
I was like, Joey, after I thought about it for a minute, well, they wouldn't wait on us.
Right.
And if you were on the other foot.
Yeah, and Trump is going to make his announcement on Friday or Saturday, he says. They can lose three senators.
Yeah.
So they can lose one other person, and it would be 50-50, and you could have Vice President Pence break the vote as break the tie. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's see what happens. But I'm telling you what, I'm glad she's gone. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I am. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, have a good day.
Thank you. Enjoy the show. 272-9228. Dr. Ken.
Hey there, Joey.
Hey, Ken.
And the rest of the gang.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jack. You may be able to help me recall who appointed the Justice that lived with his mom at the time. That was David Souter.
Souter, yes, sir.
And it may Souter, have been
that's
Reagan.
Right.
Could have been Reagan. I hate to have to admit that for old Ronnie. But
I think Souter was appointed by George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be Reagan or either.
It was.
The first Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he retired from the court after, what, 20 years maybe?
Right. Yeah. In 2009, so yeah. 19 years, yeah.
Yeah. Gee whiz. This old guy's memory is working better than I thought it was. And that's on a Monday.
Well, I think Reagan elevated Rehnquist to Chief Justice.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Well, that was a pretty good move, I think. Turned out to be, historically. But a great many of them have gone the wrong way. Souter being one. Roberts being the most recent. The most infamous, I guess, being,
Earl Warren?
Earl Warren, former governor of California.
He was horrible.
I'm not sure if he was a lawyer. He obviously was a former governor. But a law degree apparently is not required. Some training or knowledge in the law, I think, is a requirement. It's a hard thing. What was it infamously Dan Quayle said to HBCU group that it's a terrible thing to lose your mind when he misquoted a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You recall?
I don't, but I'll believe you. It sounds like Quayle.
For a lot of us guys and gals, losing your hair is a bad thing, but then to have to pay for it and lose it all over again,
right.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I had to bring it up, and actually had a guy who listens named Jacob. As soon as I mentioned the weaves in the road on air, he sees on his timeline on Facebook, and here's a picture of a weave in the road saying, "Hey, if you lost your weave, I found it in front of the KFC on 231 North." It's like, how does this keep happening?
That's my girl's weave.
Ken, there's something weird going on with our connection here, but I'm going to let you go. But I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening.
Take care, Ken.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to Brenda. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, okay. So I'm another one that says, let's go ahead and get them installed. We need another, Trump needs to go ahead and get us somebody in there quick. The Democrats are not going to accept the results of the election. We already know that. Right. Hillary's already pumping them up. And don't you know it really, really, really had to bother Ginsburg that she did. I know you mentioned this, but that she it had to bother her to the very end that she did not retire during Obama's presidency.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, she just hung on and hung on and hung. I mean, from my understanding, she slept much of the time that court was in session. And
Nobody thought that Hillary was going to lose.
Right.
And that's why she hung on.
That's exactly right. And that had to get in her crawl probably every day. She had to think about that. And no, I was not a big fan of hers. You know, here's the thing. The Supreme Court has given me no right that I don't have today. I mean, of course I can vote, but other than that, there's nothing I can't do that you can't do. I mean, I can even urinate standing up now. They make those devices. But we've got to get, and I thought, you know, let's let it be Cruz, because I just love Ted Cruz. I wanted him to, I'm for a constitutionalist. We need here's a novel idea. Let's get a constitutionalist on the Supreme Court, but we need a female. We need a female now. And if it's going to be Barrett, let's go. Whoever it's going to be, let's get him in there, and let's get somebody that the Democrats cannot. Now, they can find anything, obviously, because Kavanaugh will show you that. They can find anything. They build it, you know, anything they want, a case against somebody and fabricate a bunch of junk. But let's get us somebody in there, and let's get them in there quick, because this election is going to be rocky. I agree with most of y'all who are saying this is going to be something. Hang on, strap up.
Yeah, this changes the dynamic in a big way. It just adds more fuel to a fire that was already burning pretty hot. So we will see what comes of it.
I agree with you.
Well, I appreciate
it. Yeah, we love
call,
the show.
Brenda.
Yeah, love the show.
Thank you, Brenda.
Bye, guys.
Bye. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're wanting a new look for your bedroom, maybe your kitchen, maybe the whole exterior of your home, go to a great local business, Benjamin Moore Retailer New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You can see it right there in that little strip center, New Look Decorating Center, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. They can help you over there find inspiration and then make that inspiration a reality, whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're contracting out the job. Be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating. Say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist, or Brett Lanham, the manager. He's a paint specialist in his own right. They really do have that expert eye that can steer you in the right direction, keep kind of continuity of vision of the home, and what's the highest quality paint to get the job done. Especially those do-it-yourselfers, you want folks that'll kind of walk you through it so you don't make mistakes and have to keep going back again and again. And if you are doing it piecemeal, say new painting on the interior of your home, you can go back and you can build that relationship with Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the whole team there at New Look Decorating Center. So give them a call today at 271-0007, 271-0007, or visit them at that showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway, New Look Decorating Center. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Hey, Jack, you know, when we come back, could you try the thing I mentioned the other day? Just unplug.
I was thinking, I need to go, but I'll
okay.
Let's try that in the morning. Okay. We'll do it at the beginning of the show, and if it doesn't work, then
we'll figure it out.
How's that?
Okay,
all
well,
right.
Good talking
thanks,
to you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Jack.
See you, Jack.
Final segment of News and Views from 9 till noon on a beautiful Monday morning.
Yes, it is.
After this break.
Because you're a sky. Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky. Cause you're a sky.
Wanna carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. It is the last day of summer.
Today, look for a sun and cloud mix, nice breeze, high in the middle 70s. We should be pleasantly cool tonight with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-70s should be dry as the fall season officially begins. Upper 50s again on Tuesday night. We'll add in a small rain chance Wednesday as we head towards the upper 70s. Then a better chance of some tropical showers and maybe some thunderstorms Thursday and Friday as we monitor the future progress of that tropical system in the western Gulf states. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
We're just at the beginning of a great journey of exploration.
Tomorrow, Carl Sagan's visionary series returns with Cosmos Possible Worlds.
We're going to venture into the future we can still have.
Across our universe and inside our minds, new worlds await.
Dream of virtually infinite possible worlds.
Neil deGrasse Tyson hosts Cosmos Possible Worlds, the 2-hour broadcast premiere tomorrow on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the final segment here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Told you in the first hour about the 55% off for News and Views listeners when you're transferring those old tapes like VHS, Betamax even, old camcorder tapes. You can get those transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer. 55% off here in the month of September. But also, aside from the discount, Dan Black Studios can help you with full video production from the ground up or edit together raw video footage you already have shot, whether it's a TV commercial, online branding video. Maybe you're just having a silly time with your friends and making a dance video to show off that I am, in fact, a better dancer than you, Eddie Bader.
Haven't seen no proof, Joey.
Also, at Dan Black Studios, he can transfer those old, CDs that you have or even tape cassettes and put it all on a USB thumb drive compatible with that new car stereo. A lot of new car stereos are Bluetooth or USB compatible. They don't even have CD players, let alone tape decks. So
look at all that you can put on that disk drive. You don't have to worry about having a six-pack of CD player anymore.
Right. It's all there. Yeah. All there and all formatted so your car can work that music and you don't lose all those albums you've built up over the years.
Right.
And it's just a lot to do yourself. So let Dan Black Studios do it for you. They're a 38-year business here in the River Region. They provide excellent service. They've earned that reputation of being a great professional shop. So check out Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Excuse me. Or go to danblackstudios.net. So, what have we learned today? That the Republicans, including the President Mitch McConnell, need to fill this seat. You have the constitutional authority.
Yes.
You have the power. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski,
They have said, hey, we're not going to vote to confirm anybody before Inauguration Day, it seems, in the case of Murkowski. But I'm wondering who's going to be the last one. Now, they have a threshold here. They could lose three.
Yeah.
It'll be 50-50. You can have Vice President Pence acting as President of the Senate break a tie. But my guess is that CLB Mitt Romney, Pierre Diletto himself, will probably do his best John McCain impersonation give a big thumbs down. But we'll see. Maybe Mittens will surprise me there. What we've also learned today is I'm not the only one driving around the mean streets of Montgomery who keeps seeing, no, it's not a squirrel, it's not a cat, it's not a possum, it's not a shredded tire, it's a weave in the middle of the road. What in the world? Yeah. And April Marie's here about to fill in for the Dan Moore show. Dan will be back on Wednesday, I believe. He's got some latest polling on RGB.
I have to ask her if there's a weave problem up north like we have here.
Right, April Marie. I have been driving around the mean streets of Montgomery, and like four or five times in the last 2 months, I have noticed, okay, is that a squirrel, another dead animal, roadkill? Is that a tire? No, it's another weave in the middle of the road.
I have never seen this in my life.
You've got to be kidding me.
And I'm actually okay with that. I'm okay
that
living
you've
my
never
life
witnessed
without
it.
Having witnessed the weave in the road.
Yeah, but I've...
Start looking around, honey.
You know, I wouldn't have said anything, but it keeps happening to where it's comical.
I think it has to be where you live. I just don't think a lot of my neighbors...
No, I've seen it all over the place.
Yeah. I got nothing.
And the one guy called from Mountain Brook said that's a big thing in Mountain Brook.
It is not.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's not true. I live just outside of Mountain Brook, a stone's throw away, and I've never seen weave in the road.
Yeah,
we had an eyewitness reporter.
Yeah, as soon as I mentioned
I'm
it, a guy
entertained by this.
A guy said he saw on his Facebook page somebody left their weave right outside of KFC.
Yeah, okay, well, first off, there's not a KFC anywhere near Mountain Brook.
Okay, well, fair enough.
so, but I am thoroughly entertained by this anyway.
No, but I was told, when I had long hair, I was told by a young, beautiful, bold black woman that my hair would be worth like $120.
120 whole bucks?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, how, you know, it's one thing to lose fast food or, you know, something comes out of your back of your truck bed, you know, whatever.
I got nothing. Seriously?
But how do you lose the hair off your head?
I'm telling you, Jack had a great explanation. Say you're sitting at the light, two ladies sitting at the light. One of them gets smart with the other. First thing she does is reach over, snatch that weave out.
And throw it out the window.
It out and takes off at the light.
Guess that's the move.
Oh,
let's see who this is on air, on the phone on air. Who's this?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randall. What say you? We only got a minute here, but what say you about all these weaves in the road?
Oh, that's definitely you hit on it. It ain't it's the girls who just rob the stores and sell the stuff to the homies. That's all. They just throwing when they come out after they done snatched a few shirts and clothes. That's the first thing that comes off. That way, if they get pulled over, they don't have the matching description. I mean,
really?
There's a lot more. Yeah. You can't, because they can just say they bought that stuff. I mean, and they usually, used to be 9 times out of 10, they only rob what they had a receipt already for. So somebody, you know, when they go buy stuff at Christmas, they keep the receipt, and the cops never look at the date. They be like, hey, I got a receipt for this stuff. And 9 times out of 10, what it used to be, but now the stealing just got so common, and they know the police is not going to do nothing about it. That's all they got to do.
Yeah,
the
and cameras ain't worth it. I've had another person tell me that it's called a tumbleweave in many locations.
Tumbleweave.
Another guy called in said it was at the Auburn Water Park that it would be sea weaves in the wave pool.
Yes, in the wave pool.
All over the place.
Yeah, that's the reason you've seen that, man. You're not going to see the high dollar ones off in the street. The one that glued on the human hair, the one that not going to see. Yeah, you're not even going to see a horsehair one. That's all. You know, synthetic hair you see in laying around. And that's pretty much what it is. That's somebody done went in there and snatched some stuff, and they just removing their ID straight off the bat. Because that's all the cops got to go by. Somebody with blonde hair. Well, crap, the blonde hair's laying out the road. So, you know what I mean? And then they're going to have to
my.
If the weave fits, you must acquit.
But, anyhow, that's
The weave doesn't.
Man.
Yes, I'm sorry. The weave doesn't.
The weave doesn't.
Get it right, Eddie. Randall, I got to run.
I can't do anything about that.
Oh, man, please let me say this. The black ladies everywhere. They are removing them. And look, y'all bald heads are sexy. Please, let's stop trying to be something we're not. And just leave the weeds off, baby. I love that rub that head. Do not put a weave on that bald head, but black women.
As far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you want.